Rabbi Sar, the Shia this week is being sponsored by the Lefkowitz Mishpacha, Lishmash Rabbi Yisrael, Ben Rabbi Yitzchak Gag, all the Shalom of the Yartzeit is this week, Tesvav, other Beis Shushan Purim. Other Beis Shushan Purim. Yours is other Beis, right?
Yeah, okay.
It's other one. Okay, Shushan Purim. Yartzeit Shushan Purim.
The Flamet Ches brings a memory from Rav Asi, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Shu Kemachal Ben Drusoi, Ein Bein Bishun Bishul Yerev Dikechavim. But anything that was cooked Kemachal Ben Drusoi through a Yid, if a Goy finished the Bishul, it's not also as Bishul Akum. So this halacha is when a Yid made the first part of the Bishul till Michael Ben Drusoi, and a Goy finished the rest of the Bishul. V'yiz fakert. If a Goy was mevashel, the cooked it to Michael Ben Drusoi, and then he took it off the fire, and then a Yid came and put it back on the fire, do we say that just like if a Yid cooks it to Michael Ben Drusoi, and the Goy continues to cook it, it doesn't aser? So the same way is, if a Goy cooked Kemachal Ben Drusoi, and the Yid's going to continue cooking it, it won't be matter it. Because it was already cooked Kemachal Ben Drusoi through a Goy. Or no. Or do you say that even though, when the Yid cooked Kemachal Ben Drusoi, the Goy can't aser it anymore? But if the Goy cooked Kemachal Ben Drusoi, and the Yid finished off the Bishul, it becomes mutter. So there's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch about this. Shulchan Aruch, and Yerideus and Kufyu Gimu, Siftes. The Mechaber Paskin, in Bishloi, Ovid Kirchhoven, Kemeichel Ben Drusoi, a Goy cooked the food, Kemeichel Ben Drusoi, the Gomre Yisrael, and the Yid finished off the Bishl. Yesh Lesser, it's awesome. Elohim Kain, Zach the Mechaber, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Yesh Hefshad Meruba Bedover. So if it's Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Hefzit Merubah, the Mechaber relies on the Shittas that are Mut. But the Meikir Adin, the Mechaber says that you should Aser if the Goy cooked it Kemeichel Ben Drusoi and the Yid finished the Bishul, the Gomre Yisrael. The Ramos says, V'yesh Matirim B'chol Enyim. And he brings it to Tur B'Shem HaRosh. That others are Matir B'chol Enyim, the Ramos finishes V'chein Noyagim. That the meaning is that even though a Goy cooked it Kemachal Ben Drusoi, if a Yid finished the Bishul, it's mutter. How about a Machlokes Rishonim? What?
Same Keli?
What do you mean the same Keli?
Same
top. Yeah. He
so that kashes the top. How does the top become?
Oh, we'll see. No. Oh, the pot itself.
The pot itself.
What about the food in the pot? The food in the pot,
so
the pot itself will be the same thing as the food.
How does that work?
Has the food itself become mutter? Used to be us.
What is a treifel pot?
The food is treifel food also.
The food you improve.
The pot is not any worse than the food. The pot is also because it has a bliya.
The food I could make it better. Now it's
the pot is also because it has a bliya of the food.
Right.
The tam of the food is in there. If the food itself could become mutter again, then whatever is in the pot is also going to become mutter.
The food you make better. You improve the food. That's why it's mutter.
No.
I'm not improving the pot.
The pot has the bliya from before.
Pot.
Okay, so my baldzim. First of all, that alone, the din of the pat is tam machleikis. We paskin that meikir adin. We paskin that pats from bishul akum is a chumra that it's machleikis if we rely on pats of bishul akum if they need a hechsher or not. The chumra we kashal them, Marshal on Shabbos, if a choyle needs a goy to cook something for him, so he's allowed to eat. He's allowed to eat bishul akum. So in some cases, the Mishnah Berurah says you should kasher it if the Shabbos. But you will make them on a lot of things in the kashering because there are a lot of shittas that hold you don't have to kasher by bishalakim. It's machlokes. Here we're talking about the food. The food itself, the food becomes kosher. The food itself is also very shvel to understand. How does it become kosher once it became also? The Rashbi is this kasher. He says once it became also, how is it going to become kosher again? And now let it eat it. You can't be machsh or something. We'll see. Al kapana, but there's a machlekes. This is a machlekes over here. Bishloi, if a goy cooked it, kamaychal ben v'soi, and the yid finished off the bishlo, is a machlekes if it becomes mutter or not. The Rosh brings the machlekes, the Rashba brings the machlekes. It's a whole, it's a big shmuz in the Rishonim. Let's try to discuss a little bit the gevosa retzach. The goy in Abir Agro brings the Rashba that he. He's totally this shaila and had to learn the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara on Amud Beis says that the halacha is you need to ask for a bishul akum to state Omer Rav Acha bar Bachan Omer Rav Yochanan Ben Shehiniach Oivet Kechovim V'Hofach Yisrael. Say if the goy put it on the fire, put the meat on the fire, and the yid was turning over the meat to make it cook quicker. Pain shiniach Yisrael v'hofach oivet kechovim. If the yid put it down and the goy was mahapich, either way it's mutter. Ve'enoy osur ad shetehei tchilosoy v'gomroy biyad oivet kechovim. The Gemara says you need the beginning and the end should be al yidei goy. So some Rishonim want a taina that if the goy made Michael ben Rusoy and the yid finished it up, so there was no, even though there was tchilose al yidei akum, but there was no gomre al yidei akum. And to us, with the bishul akum, in tchilose v'gomre biyad akum. So there was no gomre biyad akum. That's what the Ra'o says, and that's how he wants to prove from this gemara that the yid could be machshu the meat even after the girl cooked it k'maychal ben rusoi. Zok the Rashba, no. Gomre means that he finished making it k'maychal ben rusoi. Meichel ben Rusoy is the end of Bishul. Bishul means you cook something as much as it's roi to eat al yidei adchak, the way ben Rusoy used to eat. Everything else after that is not considered Bishul. That's like cooking something to make it taste better. That's improving it. That's not the Bishul. So Mel, that would be considered gomroi biyad Yisrael when it got to Meichel ben Rusoy. Be'emes, we have a machlekes about this in Hilchos Shabbos. Something got cooked k'maychal ben rusoi, and then somebody wants to put it back on the fire, or he wants to stir the pot. A magus could be also different reasons, also tzeveya, but someone wants to stir a pot that the food inside was cooked k'maychal ben rusoi. Or if I care, the case that somebody cooked something erev Shabbos k'maychal ben rusoi, and he wants to make chazor on Shabbos, he wants to take it off the fire, hold it in his hand, al das to put it back on, and put it back down. He put up his tron Friday afternoon, it was cooked k'maychal ben rusoi. Friday night he takes it off the fire, holds it in his hand, al das to put it back on the fire, and wants to put it back down. Is that mutter or not? Is the mechaber paskin that it's also? Mechaber paskin, it's a machine yudches, the mechaber. Vafilu nisbashil kemaychal ben rusoi shaykh by bishul afilu ba'ude rusayach. You have a tavshil that was cooked kemaychal ben rusoi and it's still rusayach, it's still boiling. You're not allowed to put it back on the fire as long as it wasn't nisbashil kol tzolkoi. The Bi'ur Halacha is marich, he says the machaber soisim kedas atuv, a rambam that they hold that it's bishul achabishul even after something. Comes lidei Meichel ben Rusoi, but really it's a huge machlekes Rishonim. He brings shittas on both sides. A lot of Rishonim that hold that it's mutter, a lot of Rishonim that hold that it's also. Like upon him, it's a big machlekes if there's a bishul after Meichel ben Rusoi. L'chayre, this machlekes should be the same machlekes as the Rashba and the Ra'o are arguing by us. If gomroi means that it got cooked to Meichel ben Rusoi, that's the end of bishul. Then afterwards, it's ain't bishul echa bishul. Or no. Or Gmar Bishul is still part of the Bishul. Even La'achal Shegir, La'achal Ben Rusoi, there still is a Bishul. and therefore on Shabbos it would be osur, and therefore that wouldn't be considered gomri. But if that's the case, then we have a steer in the Mechaber. The Mechaber over here paskins me'ikir adin that he asers something that was cooked al yidei goy k'maychal ben drusoi, even though he had finished it. Why is it osur? Zokter Rash, because that's called gomri b'yad ovid kichovim. Because when the goy cooked it, k'maychal ben drusoi, he made the whole bishul. That's the end of bishul. And in Hilchas Shabbos, paskin the Mechaber that if the Michael ben drusoi, there's still yesh bishul achar bishul. You could still continue cooking. Shaykh by bishul. So that's not the Gemara bishul. So l'chayr, we have a steer in the Mechaber. How does he paskin if the Michael ben drusoi, is this thing considered fully cooked or not? Machmir. So maybe over here he's only being machmir. Over there he doesn't even bring the other shita. Over there he says it's shayich, it's mashmitz, the rice, the way the biralochel ends up that mechaber is paskening with the rice, it's also, and his fakis is going to be needed like a the rice. He says him, he doesn't even bring the other shita. It's not.
It's not necessarily true at the same one. It's in this entire or whatever, what was given to Moshe Rabbeinu and our Sinai. And one is what the Chum of a guy said.
So maybe they had different Gedolim.
It doesn't have to be, but
Pashtus it should be. If you want to, it doesn't have to be. We're also going to try to say that it doesn't have to be. That's what we're going to do. There's another kasha that the Chassam Sofer asks, another steer in the Mechaber.
It's not bishul ach bishul. It's not called that it's not cooked. It's not
bochach
that it's not cooked when you do the first
bishul. Right, so we'll see soon. The truth is that ein bishul ach has nothing to do with Shabbos. Ein bishul ach bishul is because once something is cooked, once it's considered nisbashul, the pu'ula that's happening afterwards is not bishul. Therefore, on Shabbos, there's no bishul ach bishul. The din is negayin korban Pesach also, when you have to eat it tzolia, not mavushul, there's a love to eat korban Pesach mavushul. So there comes the ganze shayla in the Rishonim, if there's yesh bishul achatzliya, yesh tzliya achabishul, if there's a possibility of cooking something after it's already roasted, and the same thing is cooking after it's cooked. The nidin of bishul achabishul is poshut the shayla, is there such a thing as bishul in a dovel mavushul? So l'chayra, the same thing should be over here. If it's a cooked thing, then there's no bishul akum. If it's a cooked thing, the yid is not cooking it. So it is a bit. If the goy cooked it, and then the yid is continuing, then it's still bishul akum because the yid is not cooking. And we'll see soon. I'll bring soon. The Rosh shtels it to an hour sugi also. The name bishul acha bishul. The Rosh brings it over here. In the halacha of pasakum in Siman Kuf Yud Beis, shteta halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Im offer evit kechov ma'pas, goy baked bread, b'loy chitu Yisrael. The yid didn't make any chitu, he didn't move the coals around. The goy baked the bread. U'b'loy kisim, the yid didn't put in any wood into the fire. Afilu kom u'pnei ha'pas betanur. The goy did it and it already made a crust around the pas, which usually is considered nefer. That's the shear, just like in Bishul we have a shear, Michael ben Drusoi. In Afir there's a shear of kom uponeo betanu that it started making a crust around it. Zok the Mechaber, moyil chitu Yisrael, kolzman sha'a pas tzorich letanu, mashbiach adayin, b'afi yosei adayin. So he says that when the yid will be mechate, if it's kom uponeo pas betanu, he'll be machsha the bread. That after Michael ben Drusoi, a yid can't be machshod of Michael. And by pas, he paskins after kol muponeho, he could be machshod, the yid could be machshod the pas. He brings from the Ksaviad, from Rabbi one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yudoi, that pas akum and bishul akum all have the same gedorim. And he asks a tzorachi and a steer in the Mechaber. That's what he asks. The goyin over here in Bir Agro seems to not be bothered by the kasher. On this halacha from the goy baking bread, zokter, the lohokil omru achar kemaychal ben drusoi ene klum. The only din of lemaychal ben drusoi, that if a goy cooked it after a yid was already mevashel kemaychal ben drusoi, it's still mutter. That was a kula that they were making. That once a yid cooked it, kamaychal ben drusoi, the guy can't answer it. But fakert avol keruvi bishul liyid Yisrael oyla mahani. But if a yid was makar of the bishul, that's always going to work, even after the goy made kolmu paneh betanu. V'ayin simen kufiyot gimel siftes behago. He tells to the Ramo, and our Allah simen kufiyot gimel siftes. That Ramo is arguing with the Mechaber.
Right,
and the Mechaber over here paskins this din. He seems to he just brings it. It seems like there's no kasha. Chassam Sofer asks a stira, and the goy brings it. Beautiful. It's a shtimt. The two things shouldn't stim. Now, the reason that the goyin wasn't bothered by the kasha is very possible that pas akum is more kal. Pas akum, the Gemara says, really they wanted to be matir it, they just weren't matir it because it would be considered a bezdin Yosef Sharyon. He didn't want to be considered that he's the matir.
But he doesn't say that.
He tells to the svar. Maybe he's saying that the mechaber over here wanted to rely on the shita that the Ramo relied on. Maybe Bishul, the mechaber wanted to rely on it over here. You see, pas the matter basode and pas beetsim givolt matos and pas is more kal. So he's just bringing the svar of the rishonim that are matter by Bishul, and he says the mechaber relied on those shitas by pas. He's not bothered by the cash. The Chassam Sofer is bothered. He asks to steal.
The only thing about putting
kisim is also a cooler, right? Tosfos and the Rosh say that when the Gemara is mashma, they have to do something. He has to work in the bishul. Stop throwing in the kisim doesn't help. Tosfos says we rely on Bnei Bovel. It's a cooler, but the Shulchan Aruch paskens that it's good enough a kisim. Not like this. And he still says this would even work after Karmel Panel. A kisim would work also. Chitu, I don't know if a kisim chitu would work. Maybe kisim wouldn't work after Karmel Panel. Bemis, the stira and the mechaber, it would be shaykh to answer the stira from Kufiyot Beis and Kufiyot Gimel. The Beis Yosef brings from Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Interesting thing. Even the Rishonim that hold that once the goy cooked at Kamaychal Ben Rusoi, the Yid can't be machsherit. Zokt Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that's only if the pot was taken off the fire and then Yid put it back on. Then the Rabbeinu Chananel holds the you can't be machsherit again, and that's what the Mechaber Paskin like. But if it stayed on the fire the whole time and it got cooked to Michael Ben Rusoi, and while it was still on the fire, the Yid went and he stirred the pot and he was Mekar of the Bishul, everyone is moider that it's mutter. As they're paskin Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So it's possible that what the Mechaber is paskin in Siman Kuf Yud Beis, we're talking about bread that stayed in the oven the whole time, and the Yid was Mechata Begecholim, there everybody's going to be Moida, that it's going to be Mutter, and that's why there's no Stira. That's what he's... Now Rabbeinu Yeruchim Shita, Dafnob Napshatna, what does that mean? What's the difference if you took it off the fire or you left it on the fire? And then there's also the Mechaber doesn't bring Rabbeinu Yeruchim's din in Kuf Yud Gimel. He doesn't say when he says Yesh Lesser when the girl cooked it Kemachal Ben Rusoi, Shteitush Shulchan Aruch Vahani Mili Kishahoyri Dakdeira Me'alo Eish. But if he left it on the fire, then it's gonna be Mutter. The Mechaber seems to leave that out. And Beis Yosef he brings it in Bedek Habayis, but in Shulchan Aruch he didn't pass in that. So maybe he relied on here that he brought it in Siman Kuf Yud Beis. He said that that by Afir, if the Karmu Paneh Chitu works, and by Bishul Paskin not that way, and we'll see the steer and we'll understand that over here the pas was left in the fire the whole time. Therefore, it's mutter. But Shein came in Kuf Yud Beis. We're talking in Kuf Yud Gimel. We're talking about when he took the pan off the fire. Maybe Shver. Adam zokt Chassam Sefer Tzorchim. Was Ma'ayim. Then Ateret. But the Goyen seems to not like the stairs, and he seems that the kasha is Nishkin kasha. So you have to understand, the Chayrus is Taka a kasha. So Bemis, darf man da verstehen die Gemorre. We have the Gemorre over here. The Gemorre starts off with the din, with Kiruvi Bishulun. The Ashveri Gemorre we have. The Gemorre starts off with Halocha, Amr Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hiniach Yisrael Bosar Al Gabi Gecholem, Yid put the meat on the gecholim, and the guy was mehapich as a smutter. And the Gemara says that the case was that without the hipuch of the guy, it would cook in 2 hours, and because he was mehapich, it cooked quicker. So what's the memory? Why is it mutter? Mao the same kiruvei bishul milsehi. I would think that kiruvei bishul is something. Kamash malon, that it's not. Kiruvi bishul is nothing. So the Pashtus in the Gemara sounds like that the Gemara's maskon is that being mekar of a bishul is nothing. It would have cooked anyway. It was a shayla of time. He made the bishul happen quicker. The goy did nothing. So there's a few things we have to understand in this Gemara. First of all, let's say the goy did do something, then it would be awesome. Then it would be awesome. Even though the yid did the bishul itself, the yid put it al gabi gecholim. The goy, if the goy would do kiruvi bishul, it seems from the Gemara that that would be awesome. If Kiruvi Bishul would be Milsihi, then it would be awesome. Very good, Kiruvi Bishul Milsihi. But the Yid also did something. It's not all the Goy. He did something, and the Yid did something else. Let's ask the Kashi even stronger. We have a Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara closed the Shaila the other way. If the Goy put the meat on the Gecholim and the Yisrael made the Hippuch, what's the din? Omer of Nachem by Yitzchak al Vachoymer. Gomre biyad Yisrael muter, gomre biyad ovid kirchov muter, gomre biyad Yisrael lekolshke. If when a goy finishes it, it's muter. It's kal v'chayma. When a yid finishes it, it should be muter. When a goy finishes, it's muter. You know why? Because kiruvi bishul alav milsa, he did nothing. So kal v'chayma. If the yid did nothing, it should be muter. The goy did everything, and the yid did nothing. What does the Gemara mean? What does that mean that Kiruvi Bishul lav milsihi, and then you make a kal v'chaymer that if the Yid make Kiruvi Bishul, then it should be mutter. It should be the opposite. And Vaita, what does that mean, taki Kiruvi Bishul lav milsihi? Why is it nothing? We have a halacha in Gemara brings in Masechta Shavuos. Kohen put a vorim on the Mizbeach, the muktorim, something that has to be mukti, put it on the Mizbeach. And the kumta zar and his mahapich betzin oregel, he turns it over. He takes a big fork and he turns it over to make it to burn quicker. Zok the gemara as the zoras chayv misa, val keruve avoida avoidehi. It's the exact same thing. Without the zor, it would have burnt within 2 hours, and now that he did it, it burnt in 1 hour. He's considered a zar shavad avoida and his chayv misa. And over here we're saying keruve bishul alav milsihi. Why is it different? Why Bishul not and Avoideye? Mir dachtzach, as the Taitch in the Gemara is, when the Gemara says that Kiruvi Bishul and Milsihi, the question wasn't if it's considered that he's doing a Pu'ula, that the Goy is doing a Pu'ula. He definitely is doing something. The Goy was Mekar of the Bishul, just like we say by Avoide, that Kiruvi Avoide Avoidehi, he did something, he accomplished something. Avada, when the goy was mahapich and the bosor avade, his kiruvi bishul was something, and therefore when a goy put it al gabi gecholim and a yid made the kiruvi bishul, he's matter, because what he did, he definitely did accomplish something. When the Gemara says milsihi, the Gemara is talking about a different thing. The Gemara wanted is a svara to say that who when after the thing finish, after the pot finishes getting cooked. When we want to be miyachas the bishul, and who was the chef? Who cooked this thing? Who accomplished this bishul? Do we say that the one that finished it off, he's the one that accomplished it? That means even though the yid put it al gabi gecholim, and he didn't put it as bishul, but when the goy made the gemar, we would say, ha-koyl heilach achar ha-goymer, a mitzvah, somebody does a mitzvah, he starts something, and the other person finishes it, the one that finishes it, the one that considered that he did it, he finished the mitzvah. Ya atzmes Yosef, helu b'nei Yisrael mi mitzrayim. They finished off the mitzvah. I would say that the gemar, it's nikra al shem the goymer, and that takes away the maschil. The one that was maschil, the yid's pool of putting it on the gecholim doesn't count because the goy finished it. And that's what we're saying. Keruvi bishul alav milsihi. It's not something. It's not something on its own. About you accomplished, you helped out the ma'aseh bishul that the yid did. You were mekarev of the bishul that the yid did al gabi gecholim. It was a kiruv. You accomplished something by helping him out. But the bishul is his. The goymer is not considered that he's the one that did it. The one that started is the one that did it. And the one that was goymer made gemar. But that was the siyua. He helped out the first person. Therefore, the Gemara had a shayla. If we would say kiruv bishul and milsihi, the goy's kiruv bishul would cancel out the Yisrael's putting the Basar al Gabi Gecholim. And therefore, it would stay also, because even though the Yid put it al Gabi Gecholim, the Bishul is considered the Goy's Bishul, because he was Goymer. Zakti Gemara Kiruvi Bishul Lelav Milsihi. It's nothing. Now, the Gemara goes to Amud Beis, and the Gemara declared, what happened if the Yid was Goymer? The Goy put it al Gabi Gecholim, and the Yid was Goymer. So let's say, weiter, Kiruvi Bishul Lav milsi. So it's nothing. Zok the Rosh, before we'll enter the Kal V'chaymer, we'll see soon, the Rosh says the Svara is that Kal Hoyo Lehem L'Chachomim B'Issur Shlokis. The Chachomim weren't Machmer and Issur Shlokis. The Issur of Bishul Akum was the Issur, the Chachomim didn't want to be Machmer in it. Wherever they found the Tzad Kula, they were Mekel. So they said that L'Gabe Hiniach Ovid Kirchovim V'Gomar Yisrael will say Milsi, will say that Kiruvi Bishul and Milsi Yid is something, and now the whole Bishul will be Misyachis to the Yid and forget about the Goy, and therefore it's going to become what? Question is, what's the Kal V'Chaymer? Very good that it's a Kula, but what kind of Kal V'Chaymer is this? The Svoris of Haket, there's no Kal V'Chaymer. So the Rosh answers this Kasha. The Rosh says the Kal V'Chaymer is in the Tam of the Takana. The reason why Bishul Akum is also, the Rosh learns like Tosfos that it's Mishum Kiruv Chasnus. That's the way, besides one Rashi over here on the Flam Tches and Adalus, but most of the Sugya goes that the Isser is Mishum Kiruv Chasnus, not to get too close with the Goyim. Zok the Rosh in Svorah, the Kiruv Chasnus goes to the one who finished it off. He made the good meat up, and he's the guy that's making the party. The one that put it on the Gecholim, there's not so much Kiruv Chasnus with him. Zokter Rosh, that Kal V'Chaymer. If when a goy finishes the thing the Rabbanon were in Choshish, L'Kiruv Chasnus, Kal V'Chaymer, when a Yid finishes, he should for sure cancel out the goy, that we shouldn't be Choshish L'Kiruv Chasnus. But we have to use both Svoris here. One Svoris is that there is an accomplishment, it is something, but in Bishul Akum we didn't consider it anything because they look for a Tzad Kula. And wherever you could say that the Goy is not the one that did it, even though there's more Svara that he's the Makar of Chasnus, there was no reason to be, the Chacham didn't ask it. And that was the Kal V'Chaymer. That would be a Svara, to be able to be Mazbe, the Rabbi Yeruchim that we said before, the Beis Yosef brings, that even the Rishonim that hold, that when a Yid cooked something, Kamaychel ben Rusoi, when a goy cooked something, Kamaychel ben Rusoi, Yid can't be machshir it, Zokter ben Yerucham, but he left it on the fire, and the goy finished it off, then it's mutter. What's the difference? Because if it's one maise bishul, when he took it off the fire, so the goy's maise was finished, he made Kamaychel ben Rusoi, and he made another bishul. But when it's on the fire, so there was one bishul that was started al yedei the goy, and finished al yedei the Yid. And since we have a svara that kiruvi bishula milsihi, so that cancels the pool of the goy that he did in the beginning, and mamele we don't even have the tchilas abishul that the goy did. Mamele there's nothing also. And you're asking about the pats why they're mutter in that case. There was never isser. L'mafrei everything becomes a bishul shal yisrael. So it was never also. If we say such a svara that the gomra is miyachis, the whole bishul to him, Zokt Rabbeinu Yerucham, even after it came L'maychel ben Rusoi, it's going to be, it'll be mahapich, the whole bishul, that the whole bishul is miyachis to the Yid.
Is that only when you didn't take it off, or even when you did take it off?
Rabbeinu Yerucham was only when you didn't take it off.
Okay.
That's what he says, only when you didn't take it off. Now, the case of Kol Shukam Eichel Ben Rusoi, the Gemara says, is when you did take it off. That's when you needed it to come to Eichel Ben Rusoi. So we have an interesting Rosh. The Stir and the Rosh, first the interesting Svara. The Rosh in Simen Chofches, I think it is, where he brings the Halacha, the Gemara said in the beginning of the Flamet Ches, the Gemara says that there's a Halacha, Kol HaNechal Kamois Shul Chai, Ein Bei Mishum Bishul Yerev Dekechovim. Something that can be eaten raw, doesn't become also as Bishul Akum. So the Rosh brings a raya that we pass in that way. What's his raya that we pass in that way? Because shteit as kol shegir l'maychel ben drusoi einber mishum bishul akum. What's he gir l'maychel ben drusoi? It could be eaten. You could eat it when it's k'maychel ben drusoi. So it's considered like something that's nechal k'moyz shul chai. Therefore, there's no bishul akum. Shteit in the Rosh that don't nisbashul k'maychel ben drusoi is not cooked yet. It's not the pshat that when the Yid cooks afterwards, then when the goy cooks afterwards, he's not cooking. The Yid cooked at Kamaychel ben Rusoi, and the goy continues to cook, he's still cooking. Now why is it mutter? Because since the Yid cooked at Kamaychel ben Rusoi, it could have been eaten without the Bishul Akum, so it's like something that's nechal kamois shul chai. The Weiter, we have a Rosh. The Rosh brings this machlokes that the Machabe brings if a goy made it kemeichel ben the rusoi, and then a yid cooked weiter if it becomes mutter. Zogt the Rosh, it becomes mutter. Because this din of this bashel kemeichel ben the rusoi is a kula, the chacham will make it. Just like we saw before, that kal hoyed lem lechacham and beisr shlokes, they were looking to be matter wherever there was a tzad kula. So they were matir, if a yid made it kemeichel ben the rusoi, there was a tzad kula. But if a goy made it kemeichel ben the rusoi, then they weren't makel. It was a kula that they were makel in the isra shlokas. Which is l'choy yastam, the stira and the rosh. The way the rosh learns that the heter of nizbashel kemeichel ben the rusoi is because it's possible to eat it, and that's why there's no isra bishol akum, he doesn't have to explain why if the goy made it kemeichel ben the rusoi and the yid continued, it becomes mutter. The yid continued cooking it and he made the gemar. That's why it's mutter. He doesn't have to explain anything. There's no din that kol anechel k'moishu chai ene niter bebishul yisroel. He doesn't have to say that it's a kula. That's tamma kashin. Weiter is schwer, if we started off with the kashin, the mechabu, that the mechabu paskens, yesh bishul lach habishul, by lach ha-shegele mechel ben drusoy, and over here he paskens, that the yid can't be machshirit, the rosh is the opposite. The Rosh holds the Gabi Shabbos, that once it gets to Meichel Ben Rusoi, ain't Bishul Achab Bishul. That what you're doing later is not Bishul. And over here, he seems to hold that you'd be able to cook afterwards. The Yid is Goymer, is going to be a Matarist. When the Goy is Goymer, it should really be also, just you have to say, Yisvor, that it's Nechal Kamois Shur Chai, he's considering it Bishul. And the Rosh himself, when he brings the Dasa Oisrim, he says that once it's considered Nizbashel al Yedei the Goy, the Yid can't be machshirit. Before he argues on them, he brings those shittas, and he says because ain bishul achar bishul. He said that's the reason that they're saying. So the Rosh himself holds like that, and then he just changes everything around over here. He holds that over here you could be matirit, and even when the goy does it later, it's only with a heter because it's nechal kamois shul chai. The bishul is not a bishul. Once it's meichel ben rusoi, the bishul afterwards is nothing. There's no bishul akum. So we see from this rosh, that's what everyone was saying in the beginning, that you can't compare the din of bishul of Shabbos and the din of bishul gabei bishul akum. I would touch up the svara that the Gemara started off that the Isser of Bishul Akum is totally in Nishtana al Yedei Ha'oil. Something that has to be prepared, has to be changed through cooking it on a fire. It means Mayim, you could drink and you make it hot, it's just hot, nothing changes in the water. Anything that you have to do a Pula's Bishul becomes also. It has nothing to do with the shame Bishul, if it's considered Bishul Legabe to be Chayiv, for Shabbos, if a Korban Pesach is considered Mavushal, it's considered, the Shaila is if this is considered preparing food and changing it through putting it on a fire. Gemar Bishul would also be enough to Asa Mishum Bishul Yaakov. Because that's what makes the Kir of Chasnus. That's what makes the Kir of Chasnus. And the Rosh held that even when you took it off the fire, when the Yid cooked it, Kamaichel Ben Rusoi, and it took it off the fire, and the Goy put it back on, the king of Chassus was right to be by the Goy. We're not going to be such lomdim, and we're going to say that it's one Maise Bishul that's Mitzyaches to the Yid. And if you took it off, then it's two Bishulim, and this one is the Yid, that one's the Goy. That's not the point. The point is the Isser Chassus. The point is who's going to be the king of Adas. The king of Adas is the guy who brings the food to the party. He's the one that has the king of Adas. Even if you took it off, so Mamela Be'etzim, it should be awesome. Now the reason why it's mutter is because Chachamim were makel legabe bishul akum. They wanted to have a kula and bishul akum, and they said that kol anechal kamos shulchai. Once it's written kamos shulchai, is good enough. That's it. There's no issur bishul akum anymore. What are the oisrim saying when they say that is ein bishul achar bishul? They're saying that if the second pula is not considered bishul at all, then it's as if somebody cooked something. And then the yid cooked it fully, and then the goy came and he spiced it. He made it taste. He made it taste gewaldig, but nothing to do with bishul. No one is going to go tell me the kir of chasnus is by the goy because he made it tasty. The kir of chasnus has to do with bishul. So the rishonim that say in bishul achar bishul are saying this time that if afterwards there's no bishul, then they hold that you can't change over and say that the kir of chasnus belongs to the one who finished it. But the Rosh argues on that. Now we have a gewaltige machlokes in Yishayim. Just we answer the machabe with that, and we're talking about the Agoda. We have the Rosh and the Ra'ah and the Rashba when they argue about this same machlokes. Have a few another machlokes. They argue one more thing. The Rashba tainus, and you said this time in the beginning, that once the guy cooked it k'maychal ben Rusoi, it became macholas asuras. It's also you can never be machshir it again. And the Rashba says nobody in the world holds that if it came the day gmar bishul, that means it's already nechal. You can eat it regular. It's already good food that everyone could eat regular. And if you cook it longer, it's mitzdamik v'yofelo. It gets even better. Nobody holds that if a yid does it, then it's going to be kosher. It's only as long as you need it, as long as you need it to finish off, that it should be fully cooked. The Ra'ah and Bedik Habayis argues, and he says, Zehu, he says, Dos was the Rashba zok that once it became osur, it can't become mutter again. Can you ever mutter? It can become mutter again. And not only that, even after Gemar Bishul, if it's still mitztamek v'yofeloi, it becomes mutter again. What are they arguing about? The Ra'ah says this word that we said now, that the Isser of Bishul Akum is totally in Kiruv Chasmus. The finished product, before it would have been also. Somebody would have eaten it when it was Michael Ben Rusoi, it would be considered also. Because that was the food that you gave him to eat. But when someone else finished it off, and he made it Gemar Bishul, even more than Gemar Bishul, if he's the one that made the Mitztamek V'yofeloi, so it's going to be Mevatel, the Kiruv Chasnus of the first person, it'll be Mevatel, the Kiruv Chasnus that the guy made, and now he looks at it as Yiddish food. And that's going to be matir. It's a shayla if you could be matir the isur or not. So come to us in this shita that we say that this shita that you say that that yid could be matir if the Michael Ben Rusoi. We have two mahalchim in why in the shita that holds that yid can't be matir if the go cook the Michael Ben Rusoi. There are two mahalchim to ask. There's one mahalch to ask is ein bishul achar bishul. That means really it would be shaykh to be matirit, but the reason why we asked it is because it's not considered bishul, it's as if he spiced it. That's not called, once it was Michael Ben Rusoi, the second person didn't do bishul. And then there's another mahalach to asr it. The way the Rashba says, you can't be matir something that became osir. If it became osir, it's always osir. So if we'll assume that the mechaber holds like the Rashba's sheet, and the Mechaber says that the reason why you can't be matir something which is why if the guy cooked it k'maychal ben Rusoi, the yid can't be matir it is because it already became osur. Once it became osur, it can't be mutter. Has nothing to do with yesh bishul lecha bishul. So our first kasha is an arashe kasha. The Mechaber paskins in Hilchas Shabbos that yesh bishul lecha bishul left the Michael ben Rusoi. Who cares? It became also when it was K'maychal ben Rusoi, it can never become mutter again. He didn't hold of the svoga that the Rosh brings, that the reason why it's also is because ein bishul echa bishul. He held once it became also, it can never become mutter. That's what he held. So I'm able to answer and understand. But we would still have a problem, if I care the problem. If we're going to say that the Mechaber and some Kuf Yud Beis, that Paskins by Pas, L'Acha Shekomu Paneh Betanu, the Yid could be Machshirat. And we'll say that the Pshat in that is because he holds like Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham says that if you stir the pot and it's still on the fire, it becomes Mutter. L'chayre, Rabbeinu Yerucham's svara is that it becomes, since even though it was also when it was Ne'ikom Upaneho, even though it was also when it became L'maychal Ben Rusoi, but since the Yid finished it off, that's Matir the Isser. Rabbi Yerucham has to hold that you're Matir the Isser. He says that if you took it off the pot, it's two pa'ulas, you can't be Matir the pa'ula that person did. But if it was one long bishul that I did together with the guy, the one that finished it is considered that he accomplished the bishul, and the yid will be matir. But al kaponim, we have a chetimtza that it's possible to be matir the isur once it became osur.
Is it the Rashba?
What? No, that would be not like the Rashba. So kum tos, if we're going to say pshat and some kuf yud beis that the mechaber paskins like Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that means the mechaber doesn't paskin like the Rashba. So then we have a kasha from a chayim that he paskins the yesh bishul lecha bishul.
Maybe it's not awesome until you take it off.
What?
It's not awesome until you take it off.
Oh, maybe it doesn't become awesome when it's on the fire. Not one of the Rishonim says such a svara. I was thinking about this, but it's interesting svara. It's on the fire. Why? Since you can't eat it when it's on the fire, so the issur is only chal when you take it off. If you would say that, I would. I didn't find the svara anyway. But maybe that's taka why the goyim didn't want to say such a shtickle to you. And he had to say that the kasha is not a kasha. The mechaber was mekel over here, and it was machmer over there, because it doesn't work. If you're going to answer the targets, you're going to have a kasha for a stira from a rechayim. So a monoshach, you stuck with the stira. You have to say that the mechaber was mekel in one place, a machmer in another place. Just one little kirege brings a prisha that says that. He wants to make his own chumrah, that even if you hold that a yid could be masakin the bishul if there comes the Michael ben Rusoyi, that's only if he finished it off totally. But if he made it a little better, it's not going to become mutim. And the pshat in that is only the way we're saying now, that the bishul kamachal ben Rusoyi is enough to ask. And the heter is the fact that the yid made the gemar and he made the real food over here. That's what's matter, the bishul of the goy. But if the yid just added a little bit to it and he didn't make he didn't finish it off, it's not going to be nikra al shmoy. That wouldn't be matir the bishul that the goy made. This sugi from bishul akum is very appropriate to Erev Purim. Well, one of the sibbes from. Von der Gesehre steht doch in Gemara, als sie nennen und misst du das Sache Schwerisch, dann nennen und misst du das Sache Leise Roche. And that was the same problem, the Sudas Leise Roche, one of the state, two reasons, what was wrong with the Yidin eating misst du das Sache Leise Roche. Really, to go to a political party with Goyim, steht nicht als Osser. Chassan, at home, and we had a Gemara in Avid Zorah, as the Korah lecha v'achalte mizivchoi, the Korah even b'shas kriya, Yid goes, Yisrael shebechutz lorot oichlei, the Gemara says, the oide Avid Zorah b'tara, the Avos says, they go to Goyish Chassanus, and even if they bring their own food, and they have their own shamish, shteit, even if they have everything, they also, the Korah lecha, just for being invited to the Goyish party, is you're not allowed to go to Goyish Chasana, and any suda that he makes because of the Chasana 30 days before, even within a year later, if he said it's because of the Chasana, Toman is gain. But that's only a Chasana. A king makes a political party dot and he's trying to be Makari of the people from the city or trying to. What was wrong with them going? So one reason, state, because the suda of Achashverosh was, state of Gemara, that he made a cheshbin, the Shivim Shona, and he held his going to be no geula, and that's why he felt that he was established with his malchus. So it was a suda that he made that would be no more binyan beis hamikdash. Yidden don't belong with such a party. Obviously, state in the medrash, state an andere siva favos. An andere siva favos, they nishke tot gen. Medrash Esther state that the plan for this whole suda of Achashverosh was Haman's plan. Haman gekommen zu Achashverosh, Haman ba'alila gedoilo ba'alayim. Haman had a plan, Haman ha'rosha ba'alila gedoilo ba'al Yisrael. Hado the same ubim leis ha'yomim ha'ele osa ha'melech l'chol ha'om ha'nimtzim b'shushan v'goyim. What Haman told Achashverosh hazeh? He said, Aleikeim shal eilu seine zimu. Eibisht hot feind znus. So I have eitzu for you, how to get the Yidin. Hamid lehem zoynus. Va'asei lehem ishte. וגזיר עליהם שיבואו כולם ויאכלו וישתו, ויעשו כרצוינם, שנאמר לעשות כרצוין איש ואיש. He's going to be מחשיר ליד. כאילו שרוע מאוד חיכך, מאוד חסור את הסמאיסה, so he got up and he was מחריז, and he said, don't go. שלא היזמן אסכם, what he was מזמן you, he invited you to the party, was, כי אם ללמיד עליכם קטגוריה, he wanted to be מקטרגה, and you could say, פסחין פה, מידס עדין לקטרגה עליכם, לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא. ולא ישומו לדברי מודכה, והלכו כולם לבית המשנה. שתית מדרש, that מודכה told him not to go, because this party was made to be מקטרי גן ידו. ומיר זוגן, in the סליחס, נתיינס אסתר, we say, עם הנמצן בשושון, באוכלום מזבח אוכלום, פער פיו להסתינום, וליתנם ביד נויסן מיכרום. They ate mizevach ochrom. What's a zevach ochrom? The person, the one who makes them dirty. The zevach is given to ma'achir zayin klal Yisrael. That's what he made that party for. He made it to be mekatri on klal Yisrael. And that guy worked. Poor, that people asked him, the sultan was takimastin, and the Eibishter was masking to write the letter, it was Metshuva Geton, the party was made to Reinchap and the Yidin. That was the point of this party. In Gemara steht, Lasses Kirzen Ish V'Ish. What's Ish V'Ish? Ish V'Ish steht in Gemara, Ish is Mordche, Ish Yehudi, and Ish is Homon. Ish Tzar V'Oyim Homon Araza. The party was made Kirzen Ish V'Ish. What does that mean? It was made Kirzen Ish V'Ish. Rashi zok that the waiters by the party were Mordche and Homon. Mordche served the Yidin, and then Homon served the Goyim. I mean, it was mamash like a Zah party. They had the Shamish Oymed Alein, they had kosher food. And Mordechai and Shtevi going from evil, they sit in Michshel, they had good kosher, the best of badats, everything, they gave everyone the kosher, the food, and Mordechai served it. What's the Ritzon Haman? Why does Haman want that? Haman wanted the Ritzon Haman means he wanted that the Goyim should get their things. The whole party was Kirtzon Ish V'Ish. Haman wanted the best Hechsher. This is not Gevalt. He wanted the Ritzon Mordechai. He wanted to make sure it's the best hechshes, they have the best ones coming there. Everyone should come. No one should be frum and say, it's nicht kosher genug, I only eat the best hechshes, the better hechshes. Give the better hechshes, he should also come. The hechshes was Mordechai will, that's the one that Haman wanted to give him. That's it. That's the mixture. Da wissen, wir haben in dieser Welt mit dieser Haman und Roshudov, is busy making alle Znus, and you weißt doch, darf nicht marig sein with all the machines that we have today to bring Znus into everyone's pocket. And what's the mahalich to do it? Kirzen ish veish. Vos mer kosher. Gives you 500 tshuvas for him on your DVD. And kedei, you should be able to make a search and find any kasha you have. You'll have all the maramakoymas for everything. Aber sehr gut schon sein dort, und haben wir dann so, dass wir schon gefunden, was wir können. That's the main thing. The main thing is, was mehr wir können machen, kirtzen ist, wie Mordechai should be happy with it. That's what they want. Mordechai ist zufrieden, ist Haman echt zufrieden. Ich denke, you make a chesh, when you think, years that the Sotan was busy burning Shasen. There was always a schreif for all the Gzeres, they took all the Gemorres and they burnt it and they banned learning and also, mit amal gekommen, the selbe Sotan, and he's giving everybody Shasen, mit Sforim, mit everything in their pockets. Well, what happened to him? He forgot. It's a new technique. Es ist lass es kirzoi nicht wie ich. Mit der Maschine kannst du haben alles vor, was du willst. Kannst du haben ganz Schaß on your fingertips, as long as you keep that in your pocket. Wir haben die Hälfte von Tage, von Tage nicht zu sein, von der Gesehres Hormon. Von Tage haben wir nach Simchas Purim. Na Juden weiß eure, bis Simcha, bis Sosen, wie Kor.